12月16日晚，美国神韵纽约艺术团在德克萨斯州的达拉斯拉开了新一年演出季的序幕。第一次观赏中国古典舞的观众喜出望外，也为乐队中的中国乐器着迷，感到跟中国文化更近了。观众表示，看神韵感受到节日的快乐。
各位观众朋友，这里就是达拉斯市著名的 AT&T 表演艺术中心的温斯比尔歌剧院。美国神韵纽约艺术团16日在这里的首场演出，给当地观众带来了震撼。著名外科医生肯尼斯·索耶与夫人一同前来观看演出。
I like the show very much. I think it's our first experience with classic Chinese dancing, and I find it very delightful and very exciting and very colorful and very nice. And they're very, very good group, doing an excellent job.
We've traveled in China and we've seen a lot of shows, you know, dance shows, but not like this. This is our really first time to see classical Chinese, and we're in the United States, so that's very interesting.
And it makes me feel very close to China and to the Chinese culture.
喜爱古典音乐的歌唱家杰拉德对中国乐器的特殊效果印象深刻。
This performance is just marvelous, and I think they should give more credit to the orchestra. It's just wonderful with the blend of the traditional Chinese instruments with the orchestra. The orchestration is just marvelous. So the entire performance is just terrific. Both the tenor and the soprano, excellent voices. I love the way they project. Very, very fine voices.
有的观众带着亲友团前来观看。
It's been very, very interesting. Something different for me to see.
Wonderful. It's beautiful.
So the stories behind the dances and understanding, you know, how they relate to, you know, the thousands of years of storytelling.
I just like the dance, the colorful, and it's just the music and it's inspiring. It just, you know, it makes me happy to see the show.
It was really, really, like, uplifting. I mean, the colors were, the costumes were vivid, the set was great. I was impressed just by, like, the choreography, and, I mean...It was kind of gets you in the Christmas mood. I enjoyed it.
这个周末，美国神韵纽约艺术团在达拉斯还有两场演出。观众表示要赶紧告诉亲友。新唐人记者杨洋，德州达拉斯报道。
12月17日是神韵在全球巡回第一站德州达拉斯演出的第二天。位于美国南部的达拉斯虽然以夏日的漫长和炎热闻名，但接近圣诞时候的德州也已经拥有冬天的含义。寒冬虽然已经来临，人们欣赏神韵的热情却丝毫不减，很多观众更是举家而来，甚至不辞辛劳远道驱车赶来欣赏神韵。
飞行员尤斯科维奇夫妇赞美神韵演绎中国的文化是最棒的演出，孩子都可以看懂。
We love it. A friend of ours suggested 2 or 3 months ago that we come see this, and so we bought tickets 2 or 3 months ago. We're right up front, and we're really enjoying it. And I think he's enjoying it a lot too.
I think it's very amazing.
I like the depiction of Chinese culture, and the dances are absolutely beautiful.
This has been the most amazing performance, and even for a child, I think that it depicts the culture to an understanding of his level.Quite amazing.
约翰·穆恩医生赞美神韵给人启发，使人提升。
Traditional dance, and it's been enlightening and very nice to see. Colorful.
It's awesome. I'd like to be flexible.
The music's very enlightening, or very inspiring. The musical scores is very up.
居住在休斯敦的退休经理吉汉纳德一家去年就观看了神韵演出，成了忠实的神韵迷。今年专程从休斯顿赶来达拉斯，邀请居住在达拉斯的父母一起观赏神韵。
We enjoyed it and it was very pretty and beautiful colors and relaxing.
这是新唐人记者杨洋，德州达拉斯报道。
12月17日晚间，与家人一同前往观赏神韵演出的美国国会议员艾迪·约翰逊的助理哈桑·阿里被演出所折服。在德州达拉斯 AT&T 表演艺术中心美国纽约神韵艺术团的演出中场时，他表示有幸看到神韵的演出让他非常感激。
美国国会议员艾迪·约翰逊的助手法蒂玛·哈桑阿里被神韵的演出所折服。
Plus, I think just how colorful these performances are. It's like you're waiting for more. And so as soon as the intermission happened, I was like, why? Why can't this go on? I don't have words for it right now. It's that good. I couldn't believe there are a few things that just really stood out in this show that I haven't experienced anywhere else. I mean, the graphics are incredible.The way you can't really tell the difference between the backdrop and the folks that are dancing and performing. The voices of the singers are just so magical. They get to you. They really do, you know.
法蒂玛的丈夫是位电子工程师，他对演出运用的高科技称赞不已。
Absolutely amazing. Performances were great. Very colorful from the beginning. Very colorful. The colors just came out, yellows, the reds, the blues. It was very nice. The whites.That I saw here was instead of using background props, the use of graphics and how they use that, it was just much richer. No, our culture is definitely very rich, and being from Southeast Asia, it's definitely very rich culture, very colorful.
And I think that's what you can really appreciate is how they bring it to life. I think it's not only a, you know, you just come in and you enjoy the colors and you go home. I think you go home with a very thoughtful experience of how rich the culture really is. So I'm really proud to be here because I'm from that part of the, you know, the world. And I know that it's really, it's absolutely great to be able to bring that culture to life here in front of all these people. So thank you.
新唐记者杨洋，德州达拉斯报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在达拉斯的首场演出之后，很多观众看到了中国舞的美妙，纷纷表示不可思议。年轻的舞蹈演员和时尚界人士都受到启发。下面请看报道。
舞蹈演员托利看到演员们高超的技巧受到鼓励，自己也要更进一步。
It was incredible. Seeing all the turns and all the leg lifts and all the tricks was incredible. Being a dancer, I exactly know how they feel, so it was just incredible to watch.
梅蒂森一直想去俄国或英国伦敦学芭蕾，看到神韵真正开阔了眼界。现在想想去学中国舞应该很有意思。
What really catches my eye is how they use like the props and stuff, like how they use like the fans and how they use like the silk and the beautiful scarves. Like it was amazing. I didn't think you could do that. I'm like, me and my mom were all like, we're gonna go try this when we get home, see what we can do.
来自菲律宾的华人后裔秦泰玛尼看过演出之后，赶紧告诉朋友不要错过周末场。
I can't even explain. It's just breathtaking. Like when you look at them, it's just like you're just surprised like what will come out next, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful, of course. It was just gorgeous. I loved it. I loved the dance that they did with, you know, the silk sleeves. That was gorgeous.
It's just beautiful. We'll love to come back again next year for sure.
Oh, I loved it. It was very nice. Just great energy and very exciting. Yeah, I really liked it very much.
Well, they're incredible. I mean, they're in the top.They can do anything, actually, you know. They can control the body with the mind and the spirit all together. It's incredible. This performance needs to be in Mexico, please.
星期日下午，美国神韵纽约艺术团在达拉斯还有最后一场演出，之后将前往休斯顿，在圣诞节和新年前上演六场。新唐记者杨洋，德州达拉斯报道。
曾荣获2005年墨西哥艺术勋章的达拉斯地区布兰诺市交响乐团的音乐总监古兹曼和夫人一同观看了12月16日在达拉斯 AT&T 表演艺术中心的神韵首场演出。他们表示一定会再来观看神韵演出。
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was very colorful. And the dancers are phenomenal. And listening to the Westerninstruments with the Chinese instruments was really wonderful. That's what it was very interesting because, you know, I had not heard of that combination and it was really fascinating. We enjoyed it immensely. This is a new experience for me. I was not aware of the company and we enjoyed it thoroughly. We enjoyed the music. I think it's very eloquent, very elegant, very nicely done, well rehearsed. So Congratulations to them, and we, you know, love to see it again.
Well, we enjoyed very much. It was just the coordination of the dancers. It was wonderful. I love it. It's so different. So the discipline, you can see the discipline. It's just incredible. Yeah. It's just different than American. Love it.
Oh, my gosh. They were absolutely incredible. Precise. And I was not aware of the technique of the classical Chinese ballet that uses not only the classical style, but also all of those pirouettes and almost like gymnastics, but it was explained that it's not. But it was very, very wonderful for us. Oh, well, we're very happy, we're excited, and we certainly would like to see it again.
新唐人记者杨洋, 德州达拉斯报道。 12月17日晚, 美国神韵纽约艺术团在达拉斯的第二场演出使观众完全沉浸在美好的惊奇中。观众不仅赞叹演员的技巧，称他们是奥林匹克运动员，而且看到了中国文化中敬天爱人的内涵，受到启发和提升。在AT&T表演艺术中心的温斯比尔歌剧院内， 观众为神韵演出中层出不穷的精彩瞬间折服。It
was very good. We really had a wonderful time, and we were very pleasantly surprised. I normally don't go to ballets, but it was incredible. I couldn't believe how high the actors were jumping, and
those guys, they're phenomenal. It's like Olympians. Are they from the Olympics? Because they're just so talented. It was amazing to watch.
律师麦克纳玛利夫妇非常喜欢用手绢舞表现的飞雪迎春。
Well, that was really surprising because we watched it and it was going on and we were impressed. It was beautiful. But it wasn't until probably the last minute or two that we realized how they did the snowflakes, and it was just with a finger. We thought there were twirlers in there or something. It was wonderful. It was very, very artful.
I love the show. I absolutely, from the start to the finish, the introduction with the drums was just breathtaking. I loved every dance, and your musicians were just wonderful.
很多观众从演出中认识到一个古典文化的中国。
And just the flow and the beauty, and then the combination with the divine. The movements, the flow, just as one. They were like one. It was wonderful. And then to have the voices, to hear the singers, it was very heartfelt.
And the choreography and the orchestra, it's something that's so enlightening. It's just out of this world.
And everybody looks like they're having a wonderful time. The performers are just so happy up there.
You really have to see this show because it's very enlightening.
在观众纷纷向亲友推荐之际, 美国神韵纽约艺术团的下一站 将前往休斯顿, 圣诞节前后在那里演出六场。 新唐人记者杨洋, 德州达拉斯报道。
神韵通过中国传统的舞蹈、音乐、历史故事、美丽的服饰和惟妙惟肖的动态天幕，让美国德克萨斯州达拉斯市的观众领略中华5000年文化的博大，被深深的折服。
12月18日下午， 美国神韵纽约艺术团在温斯比尔歌剧院内进行了第三场演出，演出精彩纷呈，观众一路以掌声和笑声呼应，现场气氛热烈。
It was fantastic. I've never seen anything better. Really, really good. I recommend it to anybody to come see this.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to come. And we hope to see another one next time.
歌剧迷皮尔赫丁表示，看神韵是种新发现。
There's a vast difference between the Western opera and this. And they're very different. It's not that they're both equally, I think, dramatic. What's so unusual here is that they're able to combine these movements so they all flow together. It's very, very pretty. It's a very dramatic effect. You know, watching things like this as compared to some of the Puccini operas is quite a revelation.
和太太一同观看了演出的加里霍奇斯表示，从演出中了解到中华文化的久远历史。
So China has 5,000 years of history, and in the United States we have 200 years of history. And so I see that, you know, the depth of the Chinese culture through the dancing.
感觉蛮激动的，就是很弘扬中国的5000年的文化历史，就是还有就是感觉观众也很满员的，几乎整个场都是满的。
约翰尼·克鲁兹和太太以看神韵作为结婚周年的礼物。
Well, this was a surprise actually from him for our 15th wedding anniversary, which is New Year's. So he wanted to take me somewhere special. So this was our choice, and it was just a beautiful experience.
Oh, it was wonderful. This is the first time I've ever been here, and I really enjoy it. I mean, the background, the scenery, the 3D, the dancers, the costumes is really fascinating. It really intrigued me.
新唐人记者杨洋，德州达拉斯报道。
12月18号，美国神韵纽约艺术团在达拉斯进行第三场演出，现场气氛热烈，观众感谢神韵保留了这样美好的传统文化，使得远在美国的各个族裔能够在家门口体验到中国文化。
神韵精彩的演出让台下观众情不自禁地发出惊叹，与家人一同前来的观众不时和家人交换眼神，沟通自己发现的亮点。
This was a phenomenal presentation. I'm so impressed and so nice to see the tradition being saved so that we may experience things here that we don't have any experience with.
他的两个女儿在学小提琴和体操，在神韵演出中看到了举重若轻的高超技艺。
And to know that the acrobatics have come from the Chinese culture so long ago, she just is learning to do the aerials and the backflip, the round off back handspring, and all of the things on the stage that she works so hard at. We watch so effortlessly. They make it look like magic. I mean, they're floating through the air like it takes no effort, and she knows and can respect the energy and the practice, the hours it must take to really gracefulness.
It was awesome. I really liked it. It was cool.
英格拉姆特意带孩子前来观看。
I thought it was a wonderful cultural experience, and that is why I brought them.
My favorite part was the Monkey King, and the whole thing was pretty good.
My favorite part was the Monkey King too.
My favorite part was the flower fairies, and I just want the outfit.
If the younger generation had an opportunity to see this, I think they would be thrilled with it. I think they'd see a great deal of opportunities.
The youngest, they need to learn about art and how important is art in our lives.
美国神韵纽约艺术团圆满结束了在达拉斯的三场演出，接下来将前往德州另一大城市休斯顿，从12月21日至27日在那里演出六场。这是新唐人记者杨洋，德州达拉斯报道。
大家好，欢迎大家来到今日点击节目，我是石涛。上个周末呢，应该说发生了很多事儿。其实整个上个星期，大家从节目当中，从其他的渠道当中，我们都可以感受到，其实国内的变化非常大。最有意思的就是乌坎，我看过评论，那乌坎村呢，实现了又一个第一。我们说过，乌坎是彭湃的家乡，是共产党被毛主席吹嘘的农民大王的家乡，成立了第一个苏维埃政权的地方。结果就在今天，也在乌坎这个地方，成立了中华人民共和国土地上第一个民选的村政府，它代表的意思就是村政府的意思。几十个姓氏以家族作为单位组成的乌坎村，20000多人，那他每一个家族他派出自己的代表，在这种大的背景之下，全村人投票选出了今天的村代表。你这不就是民选吗？真的，这是代表了民意。第一，第二，中国人是可以这样做的。那第三，我们看到了在整个中国的土地上呢，其实过去的这段时间里发生的事情非常多，最后就回归到一个很关键的问题，一定是把共产党轰将出去。今天中共就像王八一样，这只爪儿摁着这儿，那只爪儿摁着那儿， 最后四只爪摁着四个地方，实在不行了，把肚皮压上去了。咱就等着哪天两只爪一剁，他一翻个，王八翻了个，想回来回不来了，就等着那一时刻。那中共的王八翻了个之后，老百姓该怎么办呢？其实中国的老百姓有中国的传统，中国的中华民族的文化就是中国人的传统，它渗透在我们祖祖辈辈的血液当中。那这些东西它是带有神的意志，神传文化塑造了今天我们中华民族，所以神的意志是永恒的。自然共产党出去之后，我们中国人自己就知道该怎么办。也几乎就在同时，实际是上个星期五12月16号，神韵演出拉开了序幕。那文章的介绍的题目是这么说的，神韵巡演首场达拉斯启幕，全新剧作带来震撼。整个神韵演出呢，我们介绍太多了，那在这个背景之下，我们就看看观众是怎么反应的。首先接受记者采访的呢， AT&T 的公关部的经理接受采访时是这么说的，神韵是一场非常美妙的演出，整个舞台你会感受非常的巨大，而神韵演出本身的这种团体性，享受在这么大的舞台上的表演呢，就像一个整场的画面笼罩在整个剧院里面。那这位公关部经理接着讲说，神韵在达拉斯早已经美名远扬了，所以达拉斯的观众每年都在期盼着神韵演出。紧接着他特别提到说，神韵演出富有内涵，现场的表演紧扣着其内在的东西，表现出来非常美好，非常让人赏心悦目，而这些故事舞蹈背后的内涵呢，这正是神韵要表达的精髓所在。而另外一位专业人士是当地的这个著名的音乐家，他在接受采访时呢，他是这么讲的，整场的演出非常非常的好，就是一句话，非常震撼，对我整个人内心和精髓的那种内在的震撼。那另外一位技术公司的 CEO 他自己接受采访时呢，是这么讲的，他说整场的神韵演出令他最感动的就是演出本身所表达出来的内涵，这种内涵告诉了我一个真理，就是回家，人一定要回家。他说我觉得演出中所有的演员都发自内心的有一种回家的渴望，而这种回家让人们感受到是一种精神的。其实大家想一想，作为人都知道有善念，人都应该重向好的东西，回到你真正渴望的那种天堂，那种佛家的世界，而那个可能就是你真正的家。一位接受采访的姓傅的中国人，他接受采访时明确向记者说，这场演出让我了解到天地人合一的这种关系，我们人的文化是从天上来的，是神的慈悲给予了中华民族和我们中国人的文化，正像神韵所表达出来的概念。所以我觉得这个体会就很深刻，我们解释不清楚的，但我们又能感悟到，可能那才是真正的东西。